Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the line, he had to answer a lot of the questions during his legendary career. It's a great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, we got drama on Monday Night Football tonight. We got a quarterback situation. I want to ask you a couple of things about that. Is there anything worse for a coach to have to deal with than questions about who his quarterback is?
Well, it's a tough one, you know, and I think it's a little tougher in this city because people are so passionate about their team. And it's even tougher in this situation because Carson has started so strong in his career. You know, we had him in the Hall of Fame by the start of the second season here. And, you know, it's put a lot of pressure on him, and it makes his situation a lot tougher, I think.
Dick, I got to be honest. I already had his number retired. It was over here. I thought he was going to be a star. Here's the thing, though, that we've noticed that Doug has been a little indecisive in answering questions about Carson. One time it's Carson. The next time he's not sure. Wouldn't you want to know as a coach before you go out to talk to the media what you're going to say about stuff like that, Dick?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all have different personalities. Yeah, and I think you can get sort of tired of the same type of questions. And I also think that there are people in the media, of course, not you, Angelo.
No, not me.
That like to ask questions that they know they're going to create a little controversial conversation. You know, and they do it on purpose. But I've been confronted with that. But, you know, I think he's testy. Yeah. And I think he's extremely frustrated. He's done such a beautiful job here. Taking us to the suit. We know everything he's done well. Mm. Now it's not going well. And he's, you know, it's tough. It's very frustrating. And you, as a coach, many times you just can't put your finger on the one thing that's wrong and click it and fix it and go play better the next Sunday. Things have to get better gradually, and it's really tough, especially when you get into the tough part of your schedule.
Hey, Dick, when a team invests $128 million in a quarterback, is it tougher for the coach to bench him?
It depends your situation, but it doesn't make it easier, let's put it that way. But it depends on your situation, really. I know I've had friends who are head coaches that their ownership, their management, and everybody picked a guy number one, not specifically a quarterback, and he was forced to play him. And the guy wasn't playing very well, but he was forced to play him. I don't think that's true in this situation, but I don't think it makes it any easier on decisions with quarterback performance when they are paid that much. That's for sure.
Dick, is it fair at this point for us to wonder about Wentz's future with the Eagles as their franchise quarterback?
I don't think so. I think it's a phase he's going through. It's initiated by all the injuries. I have never in my career seen the injury situation concentrated, you know, in one area of your football team, the offensive line like this one. And everything so much more today than ever starts with those guys. And when there's inconsistencies and poor performance and these kinds of things, the quarterback just, he can lose his rhythm, his timing, his confidence, and he takes the blame for all of it. But I think he'll play his way out of it. I think Doug will coach his way out of it. Dick. Maybe not tonight. It's not a very good opponent to try to do it to.
I told you, Al, he's going Seattle. Anyway, I'm not at that point yet. I want to ask you about Jalen Hurts because the Eagles spent a very high pick to get him, and the report is he's going to play more tonight. If you had Jalen Hurts, if you were in Doug's position right now, how would you use him? How would you best exploit his ability?
Well, as we know, the kind of offense he ran that earned all the honors was a multiple. I mean, he ran the ball a lot. He was a great running back with the ball in his hand that could also throw as a quarterback. So he was really gifted that way. So I think you would see more option-type football variations of it. You know, they've used just a little bit of the zone read and that kind of stuff in this phase of it. But there are more things they can do if it has been coached all along. You just can't all of a sudden on Tuesday when you come to practice decide you're going to run a different offense because the quarterback is different. So that'll make it a little bit tougher on them. I'll be surprised if we see a lot of them. I really do. But we know he's a talent. I really don't think they would have drafted him if they had known they were going to have all these injuries in the offensive line, you know.
I know, but Dick, they put themselves in a tough position now because they used such a high pick on him that the fans are saying, well, maybe he'll be better than Wentz. They kind of set us up for this controversy, didn't they?
You know, I predicted that in my own mind at the start of the season. If things don't go well, you know, when you do that, you know, it's just, it's the way it is in the National Football League. As soon as that starting quarterback doesn't play well, there's speculation that the guy's playing second string is better and should be playing. That, and again, it's magnified because of the passion of the city.
Dick, you were one of the, you have been one of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League.
That's really not true, but thank you.
Oh, it's 100% true. And there are many people that are working to make sure you get in the Hall of Fame where you belong. But, Dick, were you ever fired?
No.
Never.
I was on staff that got fired, and then they asked me to stay on the staff. That was the Los Angeles Rams in 1972 season. Tommy Prothro's staff was fired, and Rosenbloom asked me to stay on the staff, which I did. And then the next year I went to UCLA as the head coach.
Right, but that says a lot.
I didn't stay long enough anywhere to get fired. I tell you this, if I'd have stayed at the Eagles long enough, I'd have gotten fired. If I'd have stayed at the Rams long enough, I'd have gotten fired. If I'd have stayed at the Chiefs long enough, I'd have gotten fired. That's the history of this league.
All right, wait a minute. Dick, are you telling me, 82 when you stepped out, that if you'd have played out, that was not a good season, you think they might have fired you anyway?
Eventually, yeah, it just happens.
Wow.
I started in this league in 1969, and I've been around a lot of great coaches and a coaching staff. Well, they're good coaches that became head coaches, and they always said to you, if you ever get a head coaching job, make sure you do it your way, because you're going to get fired anyway. And if you do it your way, you won't be as upset.
Wow. Do you think, though, the coaches know when they're getting in trouble? Do they listen to all the noise around them, Dick? Do they have a feeling? Like, Jeff Lurie didn't go to the game on the road in Cleveland last week. And a lot of people are going, wow, he's very disgusted with Doug and the coaching staff. Does a coach know about that stuff? And does it bother him?
I don't think he can help but feel it and hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I never used to read the paper or listen to the radio when I was coaching. But, you know, invariably somebody would walk in your office and say, geez, coach, did you hear what so-and-so just said about you? Those kind of things. And I'd throw them out of the office. But, no, you hear it. You know, you can't help it. When you go home, you can see it in your wife's face.
Oh, really? Why you?
It affects your whole family.
Oh,
it affects everybody.
All right, Dick, then I'm going to guess you don't regret that there wasn't a WIP around when you were coaching here. Is that true?
I don't regret it at all. It's much tougher today. Tougher today. Yeah. You know, and people, the media has been given the right to be more succinct, more critical, more positive. I mean, everything's exaggerated either way, you know. And that's good for the game. That's what it's all about. Yeah. And I think sometimes people, I hear it on your radio show, a little vendetta. I'm going to get this guy fired. You know, not so much with football, but I've heard it in other sports, you know, basketball and baseball here. That's just the way it is all through the United States. Talk to any head coach, he'll tell you that.
I'll tell you the truth, Dick. I've talked to Rhea about that. She's backing off now. She's not doing it as much. Dick, with the moment of truth here, I'm predicting that Dick will predict the Seattle win. Al thinks that he's going to go Eagles. Dick, this is Dick's fearless forecast from Independence Blue Cross. Who you got there, Dick?
If both teams play like they've been playing, Seattle Seahawks win the football game. You know, they're the best offensive team in football right now.
Yeah.
They're very, very good. their defense is not rated very high on pass defense because people are behind playing catch-up football. Plus, they've played some good football teams. Plus, they've had to travel to the East Coast a few times, you know, and they're still in there and a good football team, but they're a very, very efficient offensive football team. And they're going to be very difficult to beat, though I think there's one edge that our defensive line could control the rhythm of their passing game in terms really disrupt it and hurt them that way. But, you know, then he runs the ball so well. You know, they're just so good on offense right now. It's going to be very tough to beat them.
All right, listen, a lot of people out there use their whole supply of Vermeil wines during the holidays, so you got to get more, and you could get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, it's always an honor, my friend. Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, thank you. Take care.
Dick Vermeil. That was a selection for the Seahawks.
Yes.
In case you were wondering.
He likes their offense.
And, you know, he made a great point that, yeah, their numbers on pass defense are bad, but it's because Russell Wilson always gives them such a lead. Other teams got to fire it all the time. Al, that number might not even be that bad, you know, for them.
I think Dick Vermeil might have heard you call for Brett Brown's firing.
Oh,
more than one occasion.
Because I was thinking maybe it could have been Gabe Kapler. All these names were. Then I was thinking, well, right now, today, I went after Howie. I kind of gone after
It was more
Wentz.
Brett Brown. I think we could all see that Gabe Kapler.
And you know what? All I was doing there was trying to put the man out of his misery. That's all I was doing.
Oh, it was humanitarian.
It was a humanitarian gesture.
Sure,
that's you.
Happy now.
Exactly what it was. I come on every day, Rhea, seeing who I can help the most. And right now,
out the door.
This is where I think the mojo might turn in our direction, Al, if we went to a place where it was 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. No, wait a minute. No.
Yeah,
10 o'clock tonight. No, 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh.
Let us go to Tokyo, Japan, and talk to our good friend Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Konnichiwa, Angelo. How are you?
It's 10 o'clock tonight in Tokyo, right?
That is correct, sir.
All right. So when is the game on? When will you watch this Eagles game?
It's going to be on 10:15 in the morning, which means I get to watch it in the living room and not in my bathtub.
Oh, wow. You're going to get up in the morning and there's an Eagles game.
Nice.
That's right.
I'm moving to Tokyo, Marissa. I like the time, but I like a morning game.
Yeah. So and you good. Know what? Yep. Another good reason to come to Japan, Angelo, I know for a fact that when you go to the beach, you don't like beach tags, right?
No.
We don't got that here in Japan.
All right, that's it. I'll call as soon as the pandemic's over. How's the pandemic there right now, Marissa?
Unfortunately, there's been cases running up in Tokyo and the Hokkaido area. So everybody's on high alert again.
So I'm guessing they wouldn't really welcome me right now.
No. You're still fine. It's Al we're mad at.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Marissa, what do you think about the game tonight?
Look, I know it's been rough on us, but in Japan, we have a saying. It's called Akira Meruna, never give up. And I am not giving up on my birds. Never.
Right. So tonight, do you expect Carson Wentz to figure out what he's been doing wrong and fix it?
I have a solution. Do you remember that movie, Major League 2?
Yeah.
With the Japanese baseball player?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is my advice, you know, for Carson Wentz. Carson, you need to have marbles. Marbles, marbles, marbles.
What does that mean?
Well, Tanaka was trying to express that he needs to get cojones or, you know, balls, but in his fight.
Al, she went testicles from halfway around the world.
Well,
Marissa, Marissa, can I have an eagle chair all the way from Tokyo?
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yes.
Tobe, Eagles Tobe, victory KO. Tobe, Eagles Tobe, touchdown each Nissan. Vito Tobe, Eagles Gambare. Tobe, Eagles Tobe.
You're awesome, Marissa. Thank you so much for checking in. Good luck tomorrow morning when you watch the Eagles play. Thanks, Marissa.
You're welcome.
I would love Al. I don't enjoy
it. That's what happens in California.
The show ends.
Yeah.
Let's go watch the Eagles game. How much fun would that be?
Be awesome, except we can't go anywhere to watch the Eagles game.
No, I can't right now, but that would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. I marvel every time Marissa calls.
Yeah, it's a clean
clarity
line. It's unbelievable.
Line.
Let's talk to Kenny.
And, Kenny is on hold.
Oh, I won't be able to hear him.
Kenny lives around the corner.
Yeah.
All right? And it's because Marissa uses a really quality phone.
Yeah.
And Kenny basically has a Dixie cup with a string.
It's unbelievable.
215-592-0610. Kenny's coming 94-94. I screwed it up again. 215-592-9494. Shirley, Kenny, Bill, Kim, see right through it. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports, Time 860.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.